I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It may seem redundant to talk about a brutal war or a savage rape. All wars are brutal, and every rape is savage. And yet, such language doesn't quite capture the cruelty that's taking place every day in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Government troops and rebels have been fighting there, off and on, for years now. Civilians have borne the brunt of the suffering. UN Special Envoy Mia Farrow visited eastern Congo this past weekend. She met with some of the victims there. She told reporters in Geneva yesterday what she heard.
In one of the camps for internally displaced people, a woman told me, soldiers come here every night and they rape women and girls, girls as young as 1 year old.
Farrow recalled another conversation she had in eastern Congo.
A woman named Bernadette told me, my life is completely destroyed. My insides are destroyed. They came into my home in the night. They forced the door open. My husband was away. I was pregnant. They raped me. I lost the baby and became very sick. My husband left me. Aid workers carried me here.
The actress's account of her trip echoed similar reports from UN officials, non-governmental organizations, and independent human rights groups. The United Nations estimates that nearly 6,700 women and children have been victims of sexual violence in Congo in just the first 6 months of 2008.
To me, it's an insanity that goes way beyond war. In the absence of all order, you have a complete rampage of armed groups tearing apart the civilian population. And you have just an atmosphere of complete impunity and barbaric. I say words fail me because I don't know how to describe the rapes that aren't merely rapes and the brutality of that just on a daily basis.
UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador Mia Farrow. Another woman who has tried to call attention to the victims of rape in eastern Congo is Leah Chishugi. She is originally from eastern Congo. She moved to Rwanda as a teenager. Her father was killed there during the 1994 genocide. Chishugi was wounded, but she managed to escape, first to Uganda, then South Africa, and finally to Britain. She's worked as a nurse in London for more than 10 years now, but Chishugi returned to eastern Congo this past July, and she took along a video camera. She went from village to village and encouraged Congolese women to tell their stories to her and her camera. What she heard was horrifying.
I mean, the aid agency, they don't reach in those areas because it's so dangerous. It's very dangerous for them. And then you find these women who have been raped, their husband and their male child being killed in front of them. Other women, they've been forced to sleep with their children in front of their husband and the family. And then they kill their sons. And the women think that the world abandoned them. They think that their government abandoned them. They think it's their fault that they've been raped. Those women, they are innocent. They don't know what is happening. They are not politicians, but they are suffering from all this war trauma.
You can see in the video, and we will make a link to it on our website, theworld.org. This is a video that you took. Give us kind of the scene when you brought your video camera into these small villages. Were the women reluctant to talk? Were they reluctant to talk on camera? And what did you say to them to get them to tell their stories?
I went for the first time, and I told them that I just want to hear their experience. I talked to them about my own experience, and I told them that I wanted them to understand that people really do care. And I say to them that I care, and there is people outside this world, outside their village, that do care, and that if they talk to me, I will be probably able to help. So they open up because they trusted me.
Did word get out that you were going from village to village with a camera?
Yes. When you talk to one group, they go and tell another village, well, we've been talking to this woman, probably the world is going to hear us out.
I wonder if you can convey, Leah, one particular story of a conversation you had with one of the women who's been a victim of rape.
For example, there is this woman who been raped. She had 14 children from her previous husband. So she was taking those children to the hospital when she get raped, and she's handling me, a baby, to take that home because she can't take care of the baby.
She gave the baby to you to take?
To me, yeah, she did.
How old
but
was the
I
baby?
I didn't take the baby. The baby was two months old.
And this baby was the outcome of
the
rape?
Yes, it is.
What did you say when she tried to give you the baby?
I took the baby into my arm, and I said, I got no right. Even if I could take the baby, I got no home to take that baby myself. And I just said, go back and I'll try my best to find help from all of them and to try and build security for them from there if it's possible.
Does anyone protect the women?
I don't think there is anybody protecting them because, and I really feel like the international society, they should either investigate what is happening, for example, in Goma, because I spoke to some women there in a camp, and I found women there who've been raped, and they said they don't get the right to be treated if you are raped. But if you have a bullet or you've been cut with a machete wounded, they could treat you. But if you've been raped, they can't treat you. I think they should go and investigate that in those camps, and they need to support those women in the camps who've been raped.
Did you talk to any perpetrators of rape?
No.
Did you try to?
I would love to, yeah.
You would love to, but they wouldn't speak to you?
Well, most of them, they live in a forest. They only come in the afternoon or evening to just rape and take whatever these people have. They are very dangerous, so you really can't take that chance.
These women are so intent on having you tell their stories, and that's, you told them that's why you were there. But to what end?
I can't just sit back and wait for the solution of peace to come with the rebel and leave these women suffering. I really want to do something for these women that I promised them. I'll come back and I'll help them and I'll show them that really people still care around the world. There is people with feelings. There is people with hearts. If there is anything that I could do to help, I'm ready to do it.
Leah, thank you very much for telling us your story.
Thank you.
Leah Chishugi is from Eastern Congo. She's now a practicing nurse in London. She returned to Congo this year to call attention to the thousands of rapes of women and children there. You can see her video, peruse her website, and hear excerpts of Mia Farrow's news conference about her trip to Eastern Congo at theworld.org.